Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This is a show that helps you get back to the basics of your spiritual journey. I am your host, Moonstone Energy, spiritual wellness coach, and entrepreneur. I am here to show you that the way out is within. Now let's get into this episode. Good morning, everyone, wherever you are. Good morning. Currently, it is 7:54 a.m., and I have just had an eventful night as of last night. So I stayed up all night binge watching stuff, and it just dawned on me to just create. And that's what I'm going to do. That's where my spirit has led me to, and that's what I am going to do. So I don't know what I'm going to call this, but I'm just going to, you know. So I don't know if any of you all have ever heard of this show called Insecure. This show is probably, as of now, probably a year. Well, this particular season is about a year old, 2 years. And I'm binge watching, mind you, because it hasn't been on for a while. But the main character, Issa, she is a quirky kind of person. And in this particular episode, she has these, and I, honestly, I would swear up and down I'm Issa, because I can tell you I act just like that woman in the show. But anyway, she has a moment where she just raps to herself in the mirror, and the person in the mirror talks back to her. It's like a whole thing, and it's crazy and it's funny. But she basically had a moment where she was talking to herself in the mirror, and her mirror self was talking back to her. And then the scene transitioned over to her basically daydreaming about something that she wanted to manifest for herself so much, like really bad. And in two separate occasions, the daydream shifted a little bit. And it looked different in different areas. So basically, for her in particular, she wanted to become this person that, you know, was super successful in her career. She had the person that she, you know, wanted to be with. They were living together. She was making all this money. Like, she was really doing it. And then the second part of it, she ended up, you know, still doing her thing, but she still lived in the apartment that she was living in. She asked her, it's like, why are we still here? She's like, oh, well, you said that you didn't want to move because you want to save on money. It's like, oh, because it was compared to her last daydream. I said all of that to say, I feel like, and I want you to reflect on this, like, and it could be, you know, anyone, not just me. Like, I feel like we get so caught up in what we, you know, desire most that we forget to, one, pat ourselves on the back for where we are now, you know, show gratitude and be thankful for how far we've come, because we'll do so many amazing things. Like, we'll literally accomplish things that probably our 17-year-old self could never imagine, our 20-year-old self could never imagine. Like, we literally will climb mountains and literally defy gravity and just keep going about it like it, you know, it's just Tuesday, you know. You know, I just do this on Tuesdays. It's normal for me, you know. And I feel like we get caught up in those things. And then not only that, we'll get caught up in those things, but we'll also forget to just surrender and just go with the flow of things. Sometimes the path that we choose may not necessarily be the path that we end up walking, if that makes sense. And sometimes we have to reevaluate how we're going about things. Like, you want something so bad, and it just feels like you're stagnant. And it's like, okay, well, what am I doing that's not working? Because something's got to give here. Like, I wasn't gifted with all these amazing ideas, these amazing talents, and I'm just still stuck in place and nothing's moving. We've all been there at some time or another. And if you're like me, I'm the kind of person that likes to see and feel. I'm a tangible type of person. I'm an earthy person. I'm a Virgo. So I like tangible things that I can see, things that I can feel with my hands. So it gets hard sometimes, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you feel like you get to a point where you know you're doing all the things, but it's like, well, okay, well, where's the proof of what I've done? Like, I've been doing this for how long? Like, when is it going to give, is what I'm trying to say. Like, literally, when is it going to give? And I feel like that's a part of the human experience, to be honest with you. And me, I don't have all the answers. And I don't pretend like I have all the answers. And it's like, I can give advice, but I can also take advice. But when I'm stumped, I will tell you I am stumped. And I'm not ashamed of any of it, because honestly, no one person knows everything. It's impossible. And if they say that they do, you better run, because they're lying. But yeah, just it's one of those things where you just have to just go with it. Don't pay attention to, you know, what you don't have. Don't pay attention to, because you I've heard this a million and one times. And sometimes it gets hard. And I know this because we're all human. The old saying is, comparison is the killer of joy. And when you pay attention to others and what they're doing and how they're doing it, because it's one thing to pay attention to them and, you know, admire them from afar, take advice, take pointers and things of that nature. But when you begin to compare yourself to someone else's idea of what success is and this and that, because honestly, people measure value, measure, you know, perception of value, perception of beauty, and all these other things. Success is measured differently. Some people see success as having a car, a luxury car, having a luxury home, status symbols like purses, high-end technology, stuff like that. While others measure success by sitting out on the balcony with a cup of tea, reading a book in peace in the middle of nowhere with the animals, that's success for someone. And that's beautiful. I love that for them. That sounds like heaven for me. But I said all that to say, and of course with the Insecure reference of the show, basically, if it's like she fought, like the entire show, the whole premise of the show is following basically millennial women through their lives and relationships with their friends and family and stuff like that. But I feel like in those moments for Issa in particular, she had choices that she needed to make for herself. She envisioned her life being a certain way, but she was torn in between two separate realities. And me, the type of person that I am, I don't know if you've ever seen someone throw silly putty or slime on a wall and watch it fall down or see if it sticks. I'm that type of person. That's the type of person I am. I'm going to dive back into this episode in one moment, but I had to interrupt and let you know that you are not alone. You are loved, and most importantly, you are supported. If at any moment you feel that you need guidance or mentoring, you have resources available to you, love. Please visit moonstoneenergy.com and book a one-on-one spiritual coaching session or an intuitive reading, and let's get you back into your power. I'm the type of person that's going to tell you, I don't know, just do whatever feels right for you. I don't know, try it out, see what works. I don't know, do it, you know, just do it. That's the type of person I am. And that's, I think that's important, not just in your, like your career, right? I think that attitude is important when it comes to like interpersonal relationships, relationships that you have with yourself. When you feel like you want to try something new or see what path works best for you, you just have to just do it. Just try it out. See what works for you. We never know what the next year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever looks like. We have no clue, honestly. And it's so crazy. Like, I remember when I got a reading done at one point and I asked her, you know, about like, you know, like my soulmate and stuff like that. I feel like, I don't know if you ever watched Spider-Man and you saw in Spider-Man, like I'm a nerd, like a real hardcore nerd. Anyway, Spider-Man is so many different versions of him. If you've seen like the last few Spider-Mans, it's like so many different versions of Spider-Man in different universes or metaverses, in different timelines, in different shades of color, like different, you know, uniform. Like, it's crazy. And that's how she described the people that I, you know, dated, like, or wanted to date, or would have been compatible with. Like, it's crazy. It's like literally our possibilities for anything is limitless, but our human minds tend to limit us to so little. And I hate that for us. I truly hate that for us. It's hard. It's really hard. Especially if you've been so used to one way of thinking, one way of being, and one way of living, it's like it's hard. And it just takes you that one moment to give yourself permission to explore those different possibilities, those different realities that could potentially exist for you. I feel like, and I'm pretty sure you can hear the bird chirping, my door is like wide open, but it's so many avenues that you can go down, not just in your career, but just in life. My advice to you is to explore any and all possibilities. Don't allow yourself or this world to limit you and put you in a box. And for my free thinkers out there. We tend to, you know, not put ourselves in boxes, well, not allow other people to put us in boxes, but we tend to put ourselves in boxes sometimes. And I think it has to do with like, not has to do with, but like, I think it's one of those things where we do it inadvertently and we don't even, honestly, we don't even know that we're doing it or have done it. And it's just second nature sometimes. And it's sad. I hate that. It's gross, you know? But when you catch it, that's when you, you know, start to say, okay, well, this is counterproductive. This isn't, you know, what I wanted to do. Let me do something else. So my advice, try all the things. Do everything that you potentially have interest in. Explore, be Dora, well, Carmen was running away. I'm talking about Carmen Sandiego. She was running away. Just be whoever that person is that's just, you know, so outgoing and so curious. I believe that our inner child, I mean, I know we all grow up and we become adults and we, you know, stop thinking like children after a certain point in time, right? But that childlike mentality doesn't have to be, you know, like your maturity level, right? It can be just you being in connection and in oneness with your inner child and exploring and not losing sight of, you know, excitement and just the thrill of the unknown, basically. And the unknown can be scary, but as children, honestly, we were fearless. We didn't care about anything. We just did it. That's why our parents had to keep an eye on us. Literally. And I can attest to that. I literally can attest to that. I was one of those children that just, you know, walked off and did literally whatever. Like, literally did whatever. And I had to, because of that, I ended up being on one of those ridiculous leashes as a kid. This is a true story. But yes, keep that childlike energy. But, you know, be safe about it, right? But keep that mentality, keep that exploration going. Be willing to explore everything and anything that piques your interest. And give yourself permission. Don't be so quick to say no just because someone looks at it and say, you know what, I don't know. Just do what you want to do. That's what I'm saying. Do what makes you happy. And don't, you know, just give yourself grace. Don't try to, you know, fit someone else's mold of what something is supposed to look like, what something is supposed to be like. Like, just be you, literally. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure that you check out the listen notes if you have any questions or anything. Make sure you send me a message on Anchor. I have everything linked in the listen notes, so definitely check that out. And also, if you are a lover of the tarot, the Gifted Tarot Academy is now open. Yay! It opened yesterday, so I will essentially be teaching you how to read tarot, the history of tarot, tutorials on things. You're going to have all of the supplies that you need for the class. And if you want to take tarot even more seriously and turn it into a business after you've developed your, you know, gifts and discovered your spiritual gifts, you can definitely do that. I will show you how to do that as well. And I also offer mentorship and coaching in regards to that, you know, that lane. So I'm really excited. it's really something that I've been working on. I forgot when I talked about, you know, when I dropped a little sneaky peek about it, but I've been working on this since probably January, and it has definitely been very close to my heart, very near and dear. I worked really hard on it, because I really wanted to give you something that is, or put out something that was very valuable, something that's going to help you and really nurture you when it comes to becoming a tarot reader, because I feel like when we hear about tarot and learning how to read tarot, it's like, okay, well, this is what the Three of Cups means. And that's that. I'm diving, like, any instrument of divination that you use, you want to connect with it on a deeper level. And you want to learn about it. You want to learn the history of it, where it came from. You don't just want to know, okay, well, this is what it is and this is what we do with it. You want to understand it. That's how you build a strong relationship with it. And that's how you become better at it. You don't have to, like, dive super deep into it, you know. The history of whatever tool you're looking at can go far, far, like way, way back, right? So you don't have to go that far, but I feel like that's a part of the journey when you are learning how to read tarot. And it's also important to understand who you are on a spiritual level, an emotional level. Shadow work is needed. Like, all of those things are really important. Excuse me. So I really want to make sure, we really wanted to make sure that it had everything that a beginner or intermediate person or even expert would need when it came to tarot. Because when I taught myself, I was basically going off of book knowledge, and then I ended up learning how to read intuitively, and that's what helped me to take it to a different level. So everything will be in the listen notes. I don't want to keep you too long. Have a good rest of your day and stay in your power. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self. One step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.